Hi, guys. Welcome back to Turning Tricks. Hi, Tom.
Oh, hi, Tash. Turning Tricks to Tom and Tash.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Tom and Tash. How are you doing?
We're great.
We're amazing. We're talking over each other.
We are, like we always do.
Yeah.
So, Tom, where are we today?
We're in the Irish Sock Society down in Lisbon, down the road from us. It's exciting.
Very exciting.
It is. Yeah. I'm really happy to have you here.
Yay. Their office is amazing, guys. If you're down in Lisbon, you have to come and check out the wall of socks.
Just have a look through the window.
Yeah, just wave in at
That's
them.
All you got to do is look through the window. Yeah, it's amazing. It's Monday.
It's Monday morning.
We're fresh. After our Paddy's Day.
Oh, yeah, I did go drinking. Were you drinking, Joanna?
No, not really.
No,
not much.
No.
I'm sober.
I like that, not really.
But I regret it.
You regret it.
I don't want to be that sober person anymore.
I'm over being sober now at this stage.
Over sober.
So.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Were you sober?
Little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, we brought the dog to Caribou.
Oh, well, brilliant.
Yeah.
He had great crack in there.
He had 10 pints.
He had 10 pints, yeah. Mess he was when he got home. He was a mess.
Anyway, we'll get back to the agenda.
Oh, yes. So we've a couple of questions to find out more about you guys.
Brilliant.
Yes. So, Joanna. You are the Irish Society or Society?
Socksiety.
Socksiety.
Yeah, we thought we were really smart when we came up with the name. So it's Socks and Society together.
I like it.
It brings a lot of troubles.
Yeah.
People still think it's Irish Socks Society, but you know, we're proud owner of Irish Society.
Like,
yeah. So, but that's Irish Society. Yeah.
Society. I like it. I kept saying Socks Society for a while.
That's fine, yeah.
And then I checked the spelling. I was like, no, it's not Society.
Yeah, did they make a mistake that day? We're like, no.
Everybody else is making a mistake. I like it.
We are right.
Yeah.
Dead right. You are right. So, can you tell us who you guys are and a bit about both of you? You have Alex in the office with us as well today. She's very busy.
Yes, Alex is always very busy. So I'm here to do the talking.
Nice.
So it's myself, Joanna, and Alex. We are both originally from Poland, but we met in Galway through some mutual friends. Then we went for a pint of Guinness and discovered that we share this huge passion and love for Ireland and Irish people. And that kind of brought us to setting up our initial business where we designed Irish souvenir gifts. But like, yeah, so we met here. I came here 14 years ago for a week. To go away for a wedding. So I had a return ticket in my pocket and I was meant to come back. It just never happened.
That's what they say. It's the city of lost ambition. Once it gets you, you're not leaving.
But see, ambition wasn't lost either. So, yeah. I disagree with that, really. Yeah. I think Galway is extremely creative and brilliant. And this is why I stayed, you know. And then Alex is here for like, what is it, 15, 16 years, I think.
Oh, same as me.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just met. We had a chat. There was one night, again, over a pint of Guinness in Nocton's, which was our initial office, obviously, at the very beginning. And Alex used to do little doodles. And I'm trained as a publisher. So I was like, well, you grow and I'm going to make a business out of it, you know, after a few black stuffs. And and this is how we started initially in 2011, our first business where we did Irish souvenir gifts.
And what was in the souvenirs were you doing before?
Well, it was started with a portfolio of different cards, like cards and postcards and stuff like that, just to see if people would be interested in our idea. That was a very like contemporary view of Ireland, very minimalistic.
Yeah.
So no sheep, no shamrock, no nothing. Yeah. No nothing, just a red dot in the middle of a white space, you know. So after about 2 years, we had to compromise a little bit, introduce a few shamrocks and stuff, you know.
We do love a bit of shamrock.
Yeah.
We do.
Shamrock
shakes.
Yeah. So we did that for a good few years. So it was like postcards, fridge magnets, shopper bags. What was it? Coasters. You know, bits and pieces that you buy when you go traveling.
Yeah.
And then in 2016, I think we just thought of introducing a new product, and that was socks. So we started to discover how to design socks, you know, like how the whole business with socks works. And yeah, we started introducing socks into our range.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then the socks took over.
Yeah. It did. Well, we've introduced four initial styles. And we did a trade show in Dublin with the four initial styles. And it was a fantastic experience, you know, to see how a product that everyone understands sells. you know, where you have to convince people why they need this fridge magnet where they actually don't need it at all.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas socks, everyone needs every now and again, a new pair.
You do.
And then these are, you know, a bit of crack and stuff. So it was lovely to see how people behave around socks. Like, it sounds bizarre, but, you know, it was lovely to see it. So then we did like a proper customer research and market research before we established Irish Society as a separate brand. So we literally like printed out a few ideas of designs with different color schemes, different sayings on the soles. And we were standing, for example, outside of Nocturnes and stopping people asking questions. Would you buy these? Would you pay that? Would you,
oh, I love
would
that.
You like that color? Would you do this or that? Would you get a subscription? You know, and bits and pieces. So
you really did the nitty-gritty.
We really did. Yeah, I got in touch research. With the central statistics office in Dublin or whatever to ask them what are the what's their vision on sock sales in the future. They're like, what? Yeah. So yeah, and then we established Society as a separate business in 2017.
Wow.
So then we kind of let the initial business die in its own time, you know.
Move on.
Yeah, move on, man. Yeah. So that was it. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. It feels like being on The Apprentice.
It does.
Yeah.
Doesn't
this
it?
This is the way you do it. You don't just open.
Yeah.
Damn it.
No, but it's just such because, like, research. It sounds, yeah, like, you know, proper, but, like, because we had the experience from the initial business where we had no clue about business when we started it first in 2011. Nothing.
Yeah.
We literally sat in a car with the portfolio of the postcards and drove around the country asking questions, like going to retailers and like, this is our portfolio. This is how we see Ireland. You know, would you buy this or that on a mug or on a magnet or whatever? So we literally had no clue, even the vocabulary, you know, the language.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, English was like, okay for us. We came in speaking English, but then we have to learn the vocabulary of sales of, you know, what is profit? I still don't know, you know, like it's yeah. just like, it still confuses me. So, yeah.
What was the reaction when you were going into stores, like kind of doing door to door with your old like souvenir yeah. business?
Brilliant. Well, that's why we started like any business really, because the passion for Irish people, you are amazing. Like, it's just the chats. No, but it's just the chats, you know, like it's the welcoming, the crack is always out there, you know. And if there's like two Polish girls walking in with, a, you know, a bunch of cards with rain falling all over, you know, it's just yeah. like they're just laugh, you know, and they're just very welcoming. So we've never, ever experienced anything bad. In here.
That's amazing.
And then, like, I'm absolutely in love with this country. Yeah.
That's awesome. I've never experienced anything like that going door to door.
No.
It's really putting yourselves out there, like.
It oh is. Yeah. It's quite it may do. Be quite uncomfortable, but again, like Irish people are just so friendly and so chatty.
Yeah.
That is like we chat. Kind of had to loosen up a little because we are very formal. I would think like Polish people are more formal than the Irish. So for us it's like stepping out of the comfort zone even more because yeah. we have to drop that formality a little yeah. bit as well to get into the crack thing, you know? No, but it's like, I think the Irish chats and all the people are just very encouraging to have the conversation and to laugh,
yeah.
you know, which is a fantastic and a huge relief.
That's amazing to hear.
Yeah.
Like, that's great.
No, it's genuine. Yeah. It's genuine. This is, two Polish women do socks inspired by Irish humor. Yeah. Like, this is yeah. the most bizarre yeah. business idea, and they are from Poland. Do you yeah. know what I mean? Like,
yeah. it's awesome. Yeah, like, it's yeah. working.
Yeah, it works really well. So we're happy out. But it comes from a genuine passion and the genuine experience of love in this country.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Oh, that's yeah. really nice.
I love it.
Isn't yeah. it? I love that. Mm. What else? The brand message. Oh. What is the brand message behind Society?
And what do you think? How do you see it?
I think it's a bit of crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Irish crack.
Yeah. It's the Irish crack. It's the Irish crack, the Irish culture, the Irish language, the Irish landscape on a practical product that is a great gift as well.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, you know, we're all about fun, all about sustainability and all about community. So that's like, that's the message I would see
that's
for
great
the brand.
Message.
Yeah.
That's something on your...
Oh, yeah, we were talking about the sustainability. And I love the way it's on your website as well. It's prominent.
Mm. It's important,
yeah. Yeah, your packaging. And I was trying to... The core tech? No, core... What's the...
Values? No.
I've got the wrong word now. I'll have to pause it now for me. the way you make the socks, the material you put in... What's that?
Oh, Ecotex. The certification of the cotton. Yeah, so they are certified, so there's no harmful materials used. So you can wear them on your feet and be happy and healthy. Wow. Yeah,
that's something that you're very passionate about in your salon.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
recycle everything and
we recycle. Yeah, we're up to like 90% everything.
Amazing. Well done.
Yeah, it's great.
You can't ignore these things anymore.
And like it's so easy to do.
Exactly.
So easy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like it costs more, but you feel better.
Exactly. Yeah. 100%.
It's for the future.
Yeah.
It is, like, even down to the hair you're recycling. I can make mats for, is it the sea?
Yeah, do you know,
for oil in the sea.
Yeah, if there's an oil spill or anything like that, then they make the, I can't remember the name of them again now. Monday morning, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
And then for garages as well, they make the mats for underneath the cars for the oil spilling down.
Oh, amazing. Well, then we're coming over to do a podcast with you now.
Sustainability. And make hairy socks as well. Yeah. Don't know if it'd be comfortable.
I love it.
Hairy socks.
Yeah.
No hair socks. Yeah.
No hair.
Write that down quick.
No trim your ends now. The next day.
I'll be sweeping the floor at work providing product.
So,
you guys are big ambassadors for charity, I've noticed. I have my perfect titty socks on today.
Oh, brilliant. Thank
you. I call them my titty socks. Yeah. You have a pair too.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Shane has them now because he's got smaller feet.
That was one of the campaigns for women is the one thing that grabbed my attention. Mm. Like, where do you come up with the ideas for your campaigns and the charities? Like, you do seem to give back an awful lot.
Well, thank you so much. That's really nice to hear that. You see it like that because it's, I love when people notice it, but it genuinely isn't like, oh, this is marketing, so we have to do those things just to market our brand. It comes from ourselves. Like, it's so we market whatever we feel in a way. Do you know what I mean? So it's not like we're coming up with those campaigns just to increase the sales or whatever. It's just, this is, so this booby campaign, well, I was in the bath.
I love a good story. Yeah, with that. I was in the bath.
I was in the bath. There was a lot of foam. And then I've noticed, you know, myself in the bath. And I was looking at me thinking, oh, imperfect, imperfect. You know, how we often think that we are imperfect. And then, you know, when you have that moment, I was like, the apostrophe, if it enters between I and M, it becomes I'm perfect. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a brilliant campaign. So those messages are important. And I think we do want to do good in life as people. And then because we do have the resources to do it on a bigger scale within the business, we cannot not do it.
Yeah.
You know, so we take advantage of whatever we have and we just create those campaigns. Jesus, sorry.
You're all right.
Oh, I just want to say so much. Yeah. I just forget to breathe. We just want to do good. And if we have the resources to do it within our business, because we have the skills, we have the space, we have, we may have funds, you know, like why not doing it? Like we have to do it. Like everyone who has a bit of time and skills, they should do good things because we need to practice random acts of kindness all the time.
Yeah.
And if we could do it through socks, like if people put on socks in the morning and that makes them smile and feel better about themselves, like brilliant.
It's the one thing I noticed in the job that I'm in, a lot of men come in with suits on, like black suits, grey suits, blue suits. And I have a lot of clients and they have crazy socks on. And I'm always like, I just love seeing your socks. And they say, well, I can express myself through my socks because I have to wear a boring grey suit 5 days a week.
Yeah.
So it is something like expressionist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In it. Like I love
it's a
that.
Statement.
So people,
creativity, there's a bit of fun. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like the socks, the I'm perfect socks really stood out to me. I think I bought 8 or 9 pairs. I give everybody a pair of socks. I was like, there's boobs on them. I love them.
Yeah, I know. And it's just, you know, the feedback we got from this campaign, like first of all, the video we did, you know, these women that were part of the video, they are not models. They just responded to a call out I did on Instagram and they were just like, imagine they've never modeled and they were asked to model in underwear and feel happy and comfortable about themselves. Like that was the experience itself of making that video and taking that photo shoot was incredible because they were so fantastic. The energy between them was just great because the message was there.
Yeah.
You know, that they are perfect no matter what, it's shape or
powerful.
Size. So that was amazing. And then the feedback we got, there were women messaging saying thank you for including me because they were like just after mastectomy, for example, and there is that set of breasts as well on the socks. Or there was a lady who's messaged and said, like, that she literally just first time ever had a conversation with her children on body positivity because she wore the socks and they were like, "Mommy, these are boobs on your feet," you know. And she was like, "Actually, do you know why they are there? What's the message?" So it was the first time she ever. So there's a lot of things like that happening and messages received, which you get goosebumps from. Like, you know, you have business when you do socks and then you actually can help make world a better place a little bit.
It's so nice.
Oh, amazing.
Especially to this today's day. Like, you know, we're always talking about social media and the impact.
Yeah.
And everyone has this comparison, like, you know, they're comparing themselves. I'm not good enough, this, that, and the other. So I thought that campaign especially spoke to me. I just thought it was brilliant. Well done.
Thank you so much.
It's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I loved it.
You did. You like the asses.
Yeah.
The
other yeah. Yes, I do. Oh, I have a question. Do you love being in Lisbon?
I love being Lisbon.
How long have you been here? We had a nice little tour around. You brought us around when you came in. All your rooms.
Yeah, all the rooms.
All the rooms.
There's like a jigsaw going on over there. Yeah, yeah. we love being in Lisbon. We've been here for like, Alex, how many years now? Five, did we say the last time? Or yeah.
Six.
Or even six, because we've just been changing locations.
Yeah.
So we were just at the Kilcairn Park first, and then there we were where the Art in Mind Gallery is.
Oh, yes.
And we're here for a year now. We love it. It's like a lovely village within the city, and everything is in here.
And
just
we're
Anne
here.
Post. Anne Post. If you could just drop in an office here, that would be great. Anne Post. Hi, calling
pub.
You. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anne Post. Anne Post.
A shout out now to Anne Post.
Somewhere for Guinness and oysters.
Yeah. Yeah, well, good idea.
A little she bean around the corner.
Yeah. No, we love it. It's absolutely great. Yeah.
It is great. Yeah.
It is awesome.
We're here a year
and
a half.
Do you like Lisbon?
Yeah, we love it. Yeah, yeah. We're at the top. But then the whole thing, every time you talk to somebody who comes in, like, they haven't been to where we are.
Okay.
And we're just behind the AIB bank.
Right.
And you explain other places and they're like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, go for a walk around.
Yeah. And we have this upstairs, downstairs relationship, like Downton Abbey. Because I'm downstairs at Fatoli's. We're there 18 years, I think. I'm 10 years there now. So I basically own the place. Thanks, John.
Yeah. It's mine now. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's all mine now.
It's all mine.
Yeah. So, guys, what are the future plans with socks?
Well, there's more products coming in. There's more styles coming in. There's more people to be employed, hopefully. There's more sustainability plans coming in as well, just in proof of that. You know, we just try to improve as much as we can all the time. So, yeah, there's a lot of colour, fun, and joy. That's the plan.
I love it.
Colour, fun, and joy.
Yeah.
Colour, fun, and joy.
I love it.
Yeah.
Do you come up with the designs between the two of you?
We do, but we make sure to confirm it with the natives, you know?
Yeah.
Because
it
is obviously
back to
we
your
do
research again.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. Every time, because we have to kind of put ourselves in, like, we feel very Irish at this stage.
Oh, yeah.
But again, you know, but we need to make sure that we are within the right context. Because sometimes it takes us a few minutes to understand a joke, you know. Because we were not raised in here, so we have to respect that too. So we come up with the ideas, but we often, like, our followers and customers are really genuine and lovely people, and they love to communicate with us, which is fantastic. So we do get good... We have a good base of, you know, suggestions and,
Bits
and pieces like that.
And do you have a lot of family back in Poland?
All of it, yeah.
What do they think of your socks and stuff like that?
Well, they love it. It is a bit like, you know, it's difficult to explain because we, like, it's the socks are targeting the Irish people. You know, they will mostly understand the joke. So obviously our family, they wouldn't fully understand what did you turn off the immersion means, you know.
Yeah.
Like, with a wooden spoon, you know.
Yeah.
So it is a bit like, so you do socks now in Ireland and with Irish sayings? Like, it works brilliant. I'm really proud of it. We're like, what? Socks? You know, so it's a funny product to explain. But sure, they're happy out.
Did you ever think of expanding to do socks with, like, Polish sayings on it stuff?
We didn't.
No.
No, that we wouldn't like to do it, but, like, it's just one of food at the time, you know. That's our brand. it really genuinely, as I said, it comes from the heart.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like, oh, we need to do the business, let's see what sells, and we'll make a business out of it. It's like, oh, we love Ireland, what we want to do, we put it on socks, you know, that kind of way. So although we love Poland and are proud to be Polish, it's time for the Irish socks now.
Yeah. I love it. Even just looking at the wall behind you, like, feck it. Any crack. Yeah. How are you? You sent out during COVID as well, when people bought socks, you actually sent out masks with Howie on. Yeah. I thought that was a really nice touch.
It was huge. Yeah. Because it's actually, the masks for us were massive. You know, when pandemic hit, we were unsure of what's going to happen, you know, and you know, the sales dropped and everything. So we were like, okay, what we can do to help ourselves survive. So we're like, will we introduce face masks? But then we thought, we just want to keep them within our brand message and be affordable. So we used the machines that we use for making socks and produced masks.
Yeah.
But we were like, they need to just represent the brand as well. And what I thought, when I didn't like about the face masks in Ireland, was that people stopped chatting. And this is what I really love the most. You know, when you pass each other, like, Howie, how is it going? Any crack? Nobody answers, but there's so many Howie's going on, you know. And we're like, we can't mask the Howie. Yeah. You can't mask the Howie in this country. So that's why we put the Howie on the mask.
Yeah.
Just to help it survive. And it was gas. It went bananas. Like, literally, we introduced those masks and they went, it was just crazy.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was great. It helped us survive. But also, we made it our brand and we made it affordable, because they sold for like £4 or something, you know, just to make sure that everyone can afford it, you know.
But it even got, you know, the Howie out there as well.
Yeah.
Like, from coming from a background of hair talking, I found I just stopped talking at work because it was such an effort.
It was an effort.
It was an effort.
Yeah.
And even now the masks are gone, we're all a bit like, ooh, they're looking at me.
And that's not the nature of the Irish people. So why we were like, it cannot be masked. It cannot be stopped. We have to embrace it somehow. So again, messages coming back from customers, how they were stopped by guards, but they had the Howie at the front of their mask, so they let them go, you know, or like they had a chat or a laugh in a bus in Dublin because they entered with the Howie and, you know, people laughed or whatever. So just to release it, like, this tension, you know, like, just to let it go and just have a bit of fun in life with those simple products, it's great, I think.
That's awesome. Even just like, I wouldn't have even have thought that deeply about how Irish people are so like chatty and how, like, I think we just take it for granted.
No, just take it for granted.
Yeah,
it's just normal.
We are very special. Yeah. Like, you are, whenever we travel somewhere, we're like, these people are rude. And they're like, no, they're not rude. They're normal. They're not Irish.
You're so used to normal.
Yeah. We like the old chat.
Yeah, because I even found that now when we were in town on Saturday during the day. And because most people weren't wearing masks, everybody was smiling at each other and moving around the market and all that. And it did feel back to being Irish again, I suppose. But I never would have said that until I talked to you.
Yeah, no, of course. But there is, but you should be proud of it. There's, you know, it's a beautiful thing, and it's very unique and it's very special, and it should be embraced and talked about all the time.
Definitely.
Because it is
it's
amazing.
It's funny when you say that, people talking to each other. When I went to London, my brother lived in London, I hopped on a bus. I'm like, hello, how are you? And he's like, don't talk to anyone. And I was like, I can't help it. And I'd be like on the tube, like smiling. He's like, they think you're crazy. Stop.
No,
it's I can't help it. I'm nice.
But it happens the same with us. Like, if we speak with anyone in Poland now, you know, we, again, as I said, we're quite formal, you know, we don't use our first names when we communicate with strangers, so it's a bit, you know, different. But now we have that habit of saying, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Which is the weirdest thing if you do it in Poland. So, like, people, but we kind of educate them now, you know, through our experience in Ireland. So, you know, at the first they would be, what do you mean? It's like, well, how are you doing? Well, like, what do you want? Look, how are you doing? That's the question, right?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, and then a few conversations in, they start interacting with it, you know. So it's fantastic, because it's the legacy goes out there, you know. So fair play to ye.
That's awesome. That's such a Galway thing. Fair play to ye.
Fair play to
you. I didn't know that until, like, I talked to people outside of Galway. They're like, oh, you're from Galway. Fair play to you. It's a Galway thing.
Pure Galway thing.
Irish stuff. Which is your favourite sock design that you've done?
I love the feck it ones.
Yeah, they're quite pretty cool.
I love the feck it, and I love the booby ones, and I love the imperfect ones. Yeah.
That's awesome. And I've just noticed you're doing socks for Ukraine.
No, we have a design that actually happened to have the Ukraine colours. Okay, so whatever stock we had in, we put it all on the website with profits, all profits going to Ukraine.
That's incredible.
Brilliant. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love that. You're looking at me for a question.
Yeah.
You just stole my last one.
Sorry. This is what happens.
I can tell you, speaking of future, today we will start our 2022 Design Your Own Socks competition.
Oh my God, I'm so in for that.
So I got a scribble.
So that is going to be up on our, it's up on our website now, and it's going to be up on our social media starting from today. Because we've done them in the past 2 years, so this is the third edition of Design Your Own Sock competition.
And what do you win?
You win an iPad, an Apple Pen, a photo shoot, and your socks going to production. And
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, turn and tricks on socks. We win.
Yeah, we won't tell anybody about this now.
Yeah. We'll just edit this out.
Yeah.
That's such a good idea. I love
that. Yeah, no, it's brilliant. It's just people get involved, and you can use any technique you like. You can draw, you can glue stuff on the template on the website. You just download it.
Oh no, don't tell her she can glue.
I was just gonna say, I see a vision board. Like a vision board.
Yeah, well, there you go.
No one told me you could do a digital vision board, so I'm old school with a print stick cutting it.
Oh, I'm 100%.
John in work, in fact, Tony's, as I'm not allowed to use the printer anymore because I use all the colour for making vision boards for photos.
Brilliant.
I love that. Design your own socks. And you do have corporate socks, like someone could order, like say for Christmas presents and stuff, you can do all that.
Yeah So like the business is kind of divided in three sectors. So we do online sales through our e-commerce shop, then we supply to retailers around the country, and then we do the custom design for corporate or individual clients. Yeah,
so cool.
Aztec socks.
Tom and Tash socks.
Tom
and Tash socks.
Socks with our cartoon faces on.
That's our design. Don't tell anybody again.
Otis socks.
Otis socks. Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't have told us that. Yeah. We're just going to bombard your email now with all the
There you go. Go ahead. Can't wait.
I love it.
So you have no questions?
Yes, I have no questions.
Have you any questions for us? Let's flip the script.
Which socks are your favourite?
I think mine are the boobs. I just thought it was very powerful.
And I just love a long sock.
Yeah, he likes... do you do knee socks?
We don't do knee socks, but we will start from now on then.
I do like a long sock.
I have a long leg.
Okay, he likes to wear shorts with knee socks, don't you?
Brilliant.
For the gym and for work. Oh, the guards are outside. Oh, Tom, they're from Airfield. Yeah, they're fugitives on the run in Lisbon.
So tell us what would be your suggestion for the next sock design?
My suggestion?
Yeah, well, what's the saying that you would like to see on a sock, or what message you'd
I'm like tired.
Oh, I'm tired? Definitely, yeah. I'm tired for a Tom. It's his favorite line.
Has to be that I'm tired.
It's not even I'm. It's I tired.
I tired. Yeah.
Anytime you ask Tom to do something, I tired.
Yeah. I tired. Spread around now as well. Everybody's tired.
Yeah, we've all started doing it. What message? I'd have to think about that one. I do love the I'm perfect.
Well, today is Down Syndrome Awareness Day, and we do have new design. It's an official collaboration with Down Syndrome Ireland. Love that. To celebrate 21st chromosome, we are giving 21% off sales of these socks to Down Syndrome Ireland as well. So that's why we're wearing mismatched socks today as well.
I love that.
Well, you can tell it's the large size. The other one is the small one as well.
But see, like, you just, it's like second nature to you. You just, like, whatever is coming, whatever day it is, you seem to have it already set up that you're giving back, and it just seems like second nature.
It's first nature, I would like to think.
First nature, that's even better.
Yeah, I'd like to think that it is like that.
I love that.
Thank you.
It's like nice to make it seem effortless, even though it's not effortless.
That's said better. Yeah.
No, there's a lot of work involved, but like once you have that drive in you, like, and we all have it.
Yeah,
it's just a kind of allowing ourselves to meet it and let it go, you know, and. There's just so much joy in it, in giving, you know, and sharing. And then if you can at the same time make a living, you know, it's brilliant. It's fantastic. It's a huge blessing. Yeah.
I love that. That's how I feel about hair. When I do hair for people, like, we've done campaigns in work where, like, mental health is a massive thing.
Yeah.
So, like, when you have someone in your chair, they do actually open up to you. It's nearly like a confessional. That's how I feel about doing someone's hair. It might seem very trivial to others, but that could be their half an hour of just pure self time, and it just
exactly.
is a joy
and you
to
work
give
on
them.
Their identity as well, yeah. which is massive. Like, you know, they change, they feel better after. Like, that's a huge thing going
yeah.
to a hairdresser.
That's like
yeah.
what you said about putting on your socks in the morning. Yeah. And you know, oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's extremely important.
Instantaneous.
Yeah.
And you have to be aware as well, you know, because we supply socks, but then you have to be aware, like, and present for the person and for whatever they may need in that particular moment.
Yeah.
Apart from doing the hair,
yeah.
their mood, their,
yeah.
you know,
that's
their mind.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's a lot of weight for yourselves as well.
Yeah.
To carry, I can imagine, after a long day, if you had a lot of, you know, so it's.
I think for us, we're just, it's a joy of doing it, really.
Yeah.
That's it.
Isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A pleasure every day.
It is a pleasure. I yeah. genuinely enjoy being yeah. around people, and I had a few days off there, and I was like, I feel weird because I hadn't been surrounded by people all day.
Right.
I liked it.
He liked it. Because I tired.
New hashtag trending today, viral. I tired.
I tired socks.
Yeah, that's the I tired.
Yeah. He's going to get a tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I tired. I don't have a saying I say all the time. Push, push, push.
Push, push, push.
I do. Yeah. Push, push, push. Yeah. I'm always driving him on.
Well, push, that's why push, he I tired, you know.
Yeah.
Push, 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 push.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's a wonder.
There we go. We'll have that on the socks.
Oh, yeah. Push, push, push.
I tired.
Oh, I love it.
On the other leg.
Yeah. Have to be.
That is awesome.
I love that.
Anything else, Tom?
Oh, I'm good.
Oh, you're good. You're not tired.
No, no.
I tired.
I got that out of me now. I'm fine.
Well, Joanna and Alex, it's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been amazing.
Thank you so much.
Down. I can't wait to spread the message and spread more colourful joy with the socks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Absolutely.
You for taking the time to visit us.
Oh, thank you
pleasure
for letting
having
us in.
You.
You'd be sorry now.
Because I walk home from work.
That's
down
his
this
way of saying he's coming in a lot.
Okay.
During the winter, then you could see your lights on yeah. and all the socks were on there. You're hanging things outside, mm-hmm. and I was
yeah.
like, oh, I want to go in, but I know they don't want me in there.
I always want you in
just
here.
Type.
You can always rest here as well if you're tired, you
oh,
know.
Yeah.
You could lie up there and wave
yeah,
it.
Yeah, or you can make yeah. a sock bed for you or something, you
a
know.
Sock bed. You can make giant bean bags out of socks.
Yeah, we can
See,
do anything.
We have to yeah, we'll just stop.
Yeah, we need to stop. Yeah. She'll be
board.
In here now going push, push, push.
I love a good push.
Yeah, you'll get a list. I'm hiding behind my microphone here. It's great.
I know. Anyway, on that note, guys, please follow Irish Sock Society and buy loads of socks because you're
Do.
Giving back and doing good.
Yeah.
And you look good while doing it.
Yeah.
Thank you so
you.
Much.
Thank you, Joanna. Thank you,
Anna. Amazing Monday. Thanks, guys. Amazing. Now, let's see if I can press my button right. I like the way we all waved at each other.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah.
I'd be waving. You're getting good at the old button pushing.
Is it even working? I love it.